Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to it. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu and this is the big interview brought to you by Puma. In this week's episode, we speak to Masanta Wana and Bafana Bafana attacking midfielder Percy Tau about his incredible season. He also shares his thoughts on his ever so colourful coach Peter Musimane. Lastly, he gives his opinions on his chances of winning the Player of the Season award. Before we begin the conversation though, the Puma store in Century City hosted myself and a few other colleagues to show us around the shop and to ultimately see, touch and feel the newly released Puma Future Boot. An enjoyable experience it was. The Future Football Boot is now available at Puma stores and participating retailers nationwide for 3,499 rands. Buy the boots and receive an Evo Need shirt, Evo Need shorts, socks and three-quarter base layer and a backpack worth 4,299 rands while stocks last. Ladies and gents, enjoy the Percy Tau interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Right, we're now joined on the line by Mamelodi Sundowns Bafana Bafana superstar Percy Tau, who is a bamboozling midfielder number 10, at times number 9, is doing so well this season, chasing Rodney Ramagarera as the top goal scorer at Mamelodi Sundowns, one of the top goal scorers in the league. Percy Tau, we thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm okay.
And without any further ado, I was thinking about how to approach this and what to ask you first, and well, you sort of propelled me to ask you this first. Your assist for Kamabiliat in the last game that you guys played against Cape Town City, you took on defenders, your sumptuous skill there being slick. What is that spontaneous for you? Do you have to think about those kind of moments?
Look, sometimes you react with your instincts, you know. Sometimes it's so, you gotta do something and you do it and it turns out well. And then it was a special moment and a good goal from Kramer.
It was a good goal and a good assist by you. Let's talk about the Future Boot. We understand that you're one of the star players that has been wearing the new Future Puma Boot. What have you made of it so far? You've worn it in training, you've played with it in your first game, you gave an assist in the Puma Boot. What is your impression of the boot at the moment?
Look, I think it's a good boot, very comfortable, and with the new lacing, it's more different, but it suits the foot. And then now I'm really enjoying playing in it. It's comfortable, like I said.
It seemed to me, as the defenders of Cape Town City were trying to catch up with you, that you had some sort of advantage in your acceleration. Would you say that that comes with the advantages of wearing the boot as well?
It's very light, you know. It's very light. It helps.
So yeah, it does assist in that sense.
Yeah, it's very light, and it's easy for you to play with it, to run, to pass, and also have a caution of protecting your ankles from being kicked. Yeah. So that's also what makes it special. Even the lacing, they suit your foot. You can lace it anywhere you want.
Yeah, and you wouldn't disagree with me then that you would like to be a top goal scorer in the league, and this is the perfect boot for you to be in that pursuit of top goal scorer.
I think if the boot were to be top goal scorer, that would be nice. But personally, I'm not in a chase. You know, it's just one of those little contributions that you do for a team, and then you end up competing. But then at the moment, that's not really my focus. But then I think the boots are focusing on that.
All right, let's get into it then. The season has been going well so far for your team. Not well in the cup competitions because you didn't win the MTN 8, neither did you win the Telkom knockout. However, in the league, you have a 6-point lead with 10 matches to go, and you are about to embark on a journey in the Nedbank Cup. Sum up for us, what has the season been like so far?
I think we have been having a good season as a team, and then we're getting very well with the new signings, and then yeah, we're working hard on trying to win the league, and I think we've got a slim advantage that we can take good care of, and it might lead us to winning the league. But even though we still want to do well in Champions League, because we'll be playing Champions League now in February, and then the Nedbank Cup also, which is important and a priority. Like any cup to us, and then we like to do us, because we want the blue jersey. our Blue Jays to also be in the final.
And you mentioned the Champions League, and I suppose your president Patrice Motsepe prioritizes that. You guys have won the Champions League. We saw your pictures of you holding that medal. It's something that you hold dear. It's a trophy that you hold dear because it's probably the most important club trophy in Africa, the CAF Champions League. Without going much into detail, though, would you say that the signings that you guys made are a statement of intent that you want to go all out in the Champions League once again?
I think all clubs are a priority to Sundowns because Sundowns is a big club. But I would love to do well with the Continental Cup, which is CAF. And then now the new signings will really help us because I think we've got a lot of quality in the team. And then they're just gonna add and help us cope too well, and then we all share the load. And hopefully we'll see success.
And still talking about the team. A lot has happened with the changes in the technical team, your former assistant manager going to Orlando Pirates, but the team has regrouped and the team has done well in the league. Can you pay tribute to Coach Piso Mosimade and Coach Manqoba Mngwethi? What do you think have they've done differently to cover for the fact that they've lost an important member in the technical team?
For sure we didn't enjoy the part of losing coach Rulan Mukwena because he played a role in the technical team. But then the technical team is very strong. We have two coaches. And then now they've made few changes in the way we play. And we have a new system that we're working on. And then now it's been great because you can see now the team is more stable and more disciplined, and we're getting the goals. So we're just happy to have them around with us because they're very special and good coaches.
Is he as intense as he is, Coach Piso Mosimane? You saw the red card that he got with the last game. We're not going to go much into that. But is he in training and in other facets of the club, his management, is he as intense as he is on the game, as emotionally charging? And how do you find him off the field?
He's very passionate about the game, and It is aligned with his emotions, but at the same time we enjoy his demands because he makes a lot of the players become better, and then he's always in demand of more. So yeah, he always keeps us on our toes, and it's a pleasure to have a coach like that. But if we handle it with the cups that we have won under him, so it's special to have him around with us.
And he's also said that when asked, I mean, you've won a lot of things already in your short career at Mamelodi Sundowns, Man of the Match awards, Man of Player of the Month. You're surely on your way now to be Player of the Season in the minds of a lot of other people. But we'll get to that. Coach Piso Mosimane, whilst we're speaking about him, he has said that he thinks that you can make it in Europe. Do you personally feel that you're ready for the step up if that can happen in the next 12 or 24 months?
Look, for sure it's a good compliment, but if you have checked out playing in the CAF World Cup, which is a big tournament.
It's an international tournament. Bafana.
Yeah, I've been with Bafana Bafana, I've been Champions League in the final, so I've tasted myself with the international level. And I've seen a lot of good progress and a stage where I'm not too far behind. That'll be my answer to your question.
So you wouldn't see a huge gap between you and international players. You would make it in Europe.
I think if we were to judge a lot of South African players with the international players, you've seen with Bafana Bafana, we had a lot of PSL players playing against Senegal, Burkina Faso, Cape Verde. So we're not too far. And yeah, some will say we actually there. Some of the show doing well, and we're ready for any challenge.
All right, that's well comforting to hear because we always hope for the best of our players to go overseas and make their name overseas. Before we continue, we also had a conversation with Puma's very own and former PSL player Tsepo Mashishi about the future boot, and here's what he had to say about the boot.
Okay, the future boot, I mean, it's a brand new boot that we've taken out, you know, beginning of this year. It's a boot that's made for players who change the game, you know. Players who invent new ways to play it, create unbelievable moments that turn the game on its head. you know, I'm sure you saw the game with Sundowns versus Cape Town City on the week on Friday, where Chrissy Dow just made a very good turn and a good assist for Kamabiliat. So those are the type of players that would wear this boot. You know, these are instinctive players that invent play on the pitch, pushing the game to the new level. You know, so this is the boot for new level players. So I can give you three key points in terms of assist that you would give to the players. Firstly, is customizable fit. Secondly, would be reactivity, and third would be support. So, customizable fit. I mean, the lacing system is so customizable for every foot size and shape. The foot could be narrow, could be wide. This lacing system allows for a player to lace it in a way that it suits his foot. You know. Secondly, I mean, reactivity. The outsole is so lightweight, and it allows for acceleration and quick turns. You know, so this allows also the players that we have, like Temba Zwane, and them to make those quick turns as and when they wish, you know, this is the boot for them. Then lastly, I mean, they even need sock and foam fitting, textile base, provide for a glove-like fit around the ankle and foot. So when you're wearing this boot, it's never loose on you. It's very tight. You feel the ball much closer to you. So it's a boot for all the players that are skillful, that want to express themselves in a football match.
Well, thank you very much for that, Seppo. And now back to Percy Tau. A lot of Man of the Match awards, as I've alluded to, Player of the Month awards, as I've alluded to, surely with the collection of these awards, individual awards in a season, that should be enough to suggest that you will be high up there with the players of the season. If not, obviously, top goal scorer is not, you said that it's not your main target, you want to win something with the team, but if you score the most goals, you will be the top goal scorer. Player of the Season, how do you see that one panning out for you? Do you believe, as much as the fans believe, that you should be player of the season?
The fans are putting too much pressure on me. I'm only really, really looking so much on winning the league. If I can win Champions League, I'll also be happy and win the NetBank. The focus is on what I have now, and I try all means to focus on that, but the fans also demand something else, which is the player of the year, player of the season award. Yeah, we'll see about that one, but really, I'm just looking forward on having the PSL medal, if it happens, or the NetBank medal, or Champions League.
And you've made your mark in the national team over the past 12 months. What goals do you set yourself, and what would you like to achieve with Bafana Bafana? And the last one, Bafana Bafana, how does it feel missing out on the World Cup?
Look, I think the squad, the current squad that we have, is actually very good. Even though some other good players were not there, but the squad that was chosen by the coach was good. And then we hope we can do well in the national team. That's the goal that the national team has. And then the coach was also talking more about making the nation proud, because we have got the quality with the players that we have in the PSL and the others who are playing abroad. But then the main focus is to make the country proud. I think we tried to give our best to qualify for the World Cup. We didn't make it, but then we can look up to another tournament, which is a bigger tournament also, which is AFCON, and make sure that we do everything as we can to win it, because the squad is good, the coach is good, and Safa is really, really supported the national team. So it's about time that we as players give back to all the support that they have done and to make the country proud. And it wasn't nice to miss out on the World Cup, because it gives a huge platform and to play with the other stars in other leagues, and then to see South Africa playing the World Cup again. But then it didn't happen. But then that's not changeness, you know. We can always readjust the goals or the mission to something else, which is AFCON, and we're really looking forward to those games. And the squad will make South Africa proud.
All right. And the last two questions from me to you, and we really appreciate your time here, Percy, because you have a lot of following, and a lot of fans want to hear from you. I want you to be an analyst for a bit. We know that you can play the ball, you know football in terms of playing, you are a very good football player, but I want you to think about this. One, which other team other than Sundowns do you think has a genuine chance of winning the league this season? So you will be an analyst on that part. And let's talk about that first, and then after that, I'll ask you something about the standard of football in the PSL. Which other team do you think has a genuine chance of winning the league this season, other than Mamelodi Sundowns? If you don't think there is, then you can just say so.
Well, I think all the teams who are in the top five have a good chance.
Can you name a few?
I can't name one because they've got like four teams, and then they all have like. The margin of points is really small, and anyone can win it, you know. If you make one mistake, someone else from Joburg or Cape Town or Fishville can come out and take it. But for sure there's someone in Pretoria who wants to take it more.
Let's streamline it to one. Which one other team other than Sundowns has a genuine chance of winning the PSL?
I'm still an analyst, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the top four.
All right. I will take that. We tried. The fans won't say we didn't try. At least you mentioned the provinces and the cities of the teams that you think could win, but you're still saying that the Pretoria team has a better chance of winning. All right, and then the last one, and this is very close to my heart as well. A lot of people have been saying that the standard of the PSL is very poor. You are a worker in the PSL environment. What do you make of the standard of football in your workplace where you work in the PSL? What do you make of the standard of football?
Look, I think there's a huge variety of options that anyone can give, and then we respect the opinions on what people think. But if you have seen in the Bafana Bafana, we had like a lot of PSL based players who are playing for the national team, so that's good. That shows progress. And then if you have looked in the Champions League, a South African team won it. And if you had to look last season, we had SuperSport in the final.
In the CAF Confederations Cup final, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, that shows the standard of the league. Compared to other leagues, there's progress. We had a club going to CAF World Cup. So that shows the standard of the league. And then the club that went there, they didn't disappoint, even though they didn't get whatever goals that they've set. But then they've shown that they're in the same standard with the other clubs from different continents. So the standard is not bad, but you can always improve. You can always point out the negatives that happens. But compared to others, we've got more positives than negatives. And the coverage is also there. That shows the standard is good. They play other teams from Taiwan, Free State. You know, they're actually doing well. The coaches, we have got our local coaches and the other coaches from other countries, but then the standard is there. We don't, as a worker, I don't see that we're falling behind. I think we're actually doing a lot good.
All right, that is the PSL player of the season in waiting. According to a lot of fans, we thank you very much. I'm not gonna allow you to defect. That is your baby. You take that because of your performances. In my opinion, and if I had to vote, I would give it to you, and I would take the risk of giving it to you based on your performances. We thank you very much for speaking to us at Sokala Duma Radio. We appreciate your time, and we hope you great success with the future boot. Hope you become the top goal scorer. Thank you very much, Pesetao.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed myself. Sokala Duma
Radio. And as always, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate you listening to these shows and showing your support to the Sokala Duma Radio. For more of these conversations, you can go ahead and listen to next week's episode. And once again, a big thank you to Puma for the recent experience in their store. And be sure to check out their promotions with the new future boot. I am Nkululeko Nkeu. I hope you enjoyed the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.